Press TV News in Brief. Iranians are celebrating the 37th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution's victory, which toppled a former monarchy. As each year, fireworks lit up the sky and people went to the roofs and chanted Allahu Akbar, meaning God is greatest. Syria's information minister says the military operation around the northern city of Aleppo will conclude before long. Omar al-Zubi said that upcoming meeting in Munich on the Syrian crisis should be focused on fighting terrorism. He referred to Saudi and Turkish talks about fighting terrorism as comic. Palestinians have mourned the death of a 16-year-old boy who was shot dead by Israeli forces on Wednesday. Omer Mahdi Jubara was killed during clashes at a refugee camp north of Al-Khalil. This brings to 174 the total number of Palestinians killed by Israeli soldiers since October. Russia has once again accused Turkish government of helping ISIL terrorists. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow has intelligence that shows ISIL leaders in Ankara currently working out a new approach to the war in Syria because Russian airstrikes have cut off their traditional smuggling routes. NATO defense ministers have approved a plan to extend the alliance's presence in Eastern Europe. The military coalition says the defense lines of some of the member states need to be strengthened. Russia says the buildup is a destabilizing factor in the region. Nigerian prosecutors have charged some 200 members of the country's Islamic movement with illegal possession of firearms and causing public disturbance. Back in December, the army stormed the headquarters of the movement and killed hundreds of its members while arresting their leader, Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki. The U.S. Senate has unanimously voted for tightening the economic sanctions on North Korea in response to its recent nuclear and missile tests. Sanctions will be applied to those engaged in importing goods related to Pyongyang's weapons program. It comes in the wake of North Korea's recent satellite launch. A court in Israel has convicted the prime minister's wife of abusive behavior toward employees and their family residence. The court described the behavior of Sarah Netanyahu towards several employees as, quote, harmful and abusive. And she denies allegations as slander and lies.